Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, October 21st, and coming up in today's episode, Aviation Minister's no-flying list plan for hoax bomb threat callers. Delhi police seeks access to Telegram groups in the Delhi blast probe. Farooq Abdullah's Pakistan warning in the aftermath of Kashmir terror attack and Israel's offensive into Lebanon. First up, after nearly 100 flights received bomb threats in 7 days since October 14th, Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said safety is the government's top priority and rules are being amended to put people who make such calls on a no-fly list. Making such hoax calls will also invite a bevy of punishment and fines in the new provisions. Addressing a press conference today, Mr. Naidu said even though the threats have turned out to be hoaxes, there is a strict protocol that has to be followed by his departments as well as the airlines. He said it was a very sensitive situation when it comes to such threats and there is international procedure, not just national, that they are all obligated to follow. The minister and his department has held multiple meetings with stakeholders since the spate of calls began and amendments are being considered in the aircraft security rules so that people making such threats can be put on a no-fly list after they have been identified. Another approach, Mr. Naidu said, is amending the Suppression of Unlawful Acts Against the Safety of Civil Aviation or SUA-SCA Act 1982 and consultations for the same are being held with other ministries. Quote, if you look at the last week, 8 flights have been diverted. Each threat is assessed individually and our response has been efficient and dynamic. We are not compromising on safety and security, even though most of them are hoax threats. We cannot take them lightly. The lives of passengers are important. The security situation is important and protocol is also important. We have enhanced security at airports as well, unquote, the minister said. He also emphasized that protocol is very rigid and strict procedures have to be followed every time a threat call is made like this. He said several meetings were held with airlines and their opinion has been sought to ensure there's minimal inconvenience to them as well as the passengers. They are working towards a common goal, he said, that even one plane getting diverted or delayed is not what any of them want, and that there has to be some kind of deterrent. That is what they are planning ahead. Notably, most of the hoax calls were allegedly by teenagers or with people who were simply devising a prank. And next, Delhi police have written to authorities in the Telegram app and sought information about a handle named Justice League of India, sources informed. This comes a day after explosion at a Delhi school in Rohini set off a multi-agency investigation into the same. Last evening, the Telegram handle posted CCTV footage of the blast and claimed responsibility for it. According to police sources, they have yet to receive a response from Telegram to their request. No known terror organization's name has emerged in the probe into the blast so far. At 7:47 a.m. yesterday, a loud blast damaged the wall of a CRPF school in Rohini's Prashant Vihar area. While no one was injured, the explosion shattered windows of cars parked near the school and hoardings of shops in the area. A cloud of smoke was also seen billowing near the blast site. Soon after the incident, police reached the spot with fire engines and bomb squad. Later, sniffer dogs were also called in. A forensic team examined the spot and collected samples while a powder white substance was collected as well. Anti-terror probe body National Investigation Agency and National Security Guard joined the investigation too and a case has been registered under the Explosive Act in the area has been cordoned off. The blast, police sources said, appears to have been caused by a crude bomb. Police are scanning CCTV footage in the area to identify who planned it. According to sources, police are not yet ruling out a conspiracy angle. The explosion has triggered a political blame game as well, and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has targeted the centre, which controls Delhi police over the law and order of the national capital. And next, Kashmir will never become Pakistan, National Conference President Farooq Abdullah said while condemning the latest terror attack in the valley. 6 construction workers and a doctor were killed in a terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Gonderbal district last night. The terrorist opened fire on a camp housing workers of a private company who were building a tunnel. Speaking with reporters on the incident, Mr. Abdullah, whose party won the assembly election in Kashmir this month, added that Pakistan needs to stop spreading terror in the valley. As quoted by news agencies, he said, and I quote, "I want to tell the leadership in Pakistan that if they want good relations with India, they need to put an end to this. Kashmir Pakistan kabhi nahi banega. Kashmir will never become Pakistan. Let us live with dignity and succeed," unquote. He also warned Pakistan of very severe results if it did not stop fostering terrorism on its soil, as quoted by news agencies. Earlier, newly elected Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Omar Abdullah, called it a dastardly and cowardly attack on non-local laborers. Mr. Abdullah said, and I quote, "These people were working on a key infrastructure project in the area. Two have been killed, 3 more have been injured in this militant attack. I strongly condemn this attack and unarmed innocent people and send my condolences to the loved ones," unquote. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has condemned the horrific terror attack. In a post on X, the minister said innocent laborers were engaged in a vital infrastructure project. Quote, "I strongly condemn the horrific terror attack on innocent laborers in Gangagir, Sonmark, Jammu and Kashmir who were engaged in a vital infrastructure project," unquote. Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said, and I quote, "Acts like killing innocent civilians and spreading violence and terror among the general public are crimes against humanity. The whole country is united against this," unquote. Breaking from breaking news, an airport in New Zealand has limited hugging at its drop-off zone to a maximum of 3 minutes. And anyone wanting a longer goodbye to a friend or a family member or a relative has been told to head off to the car parking area of the airport. This has happened at Dunedin International Airport on New Zealand's South Island. They announced a new rule change last month as a part of a broader effort to improve safety and keep traffic flowing in the zone, local media reported. There are multiple signs informing people sending off their loved ones that the new rule is max hug, 3 minutes. Or, quote, "It's hard to say goodbye, so make it quick, 3 minutes maximum," unquote. They replaced the previous signs, which only reminded drivers that cars left unattended would risk being clamped and charged. The people behind this decision told RNZ media outlet that they were trying to have a bit of fun with the announcement, adding that it caused quite a stir. Quote, "We've got quite a bit of conversation going," unquote. The response on social media has been mixed. One user called it inhumane, while another described it as the most nanny state thing I've ever seen. A third wondered if airport officials would be employing people to time loving families so they can regulate when it's enough love. But another person pointed out that 3 minutes should be more than enough to hug a loved one goodbye. Now, back to news. Claiming to target a bank used by Hezbollah, Israel carried out aerial strikes across Lebanon today, BBC reported. It also added that Israeli foreign minister said the city is in flames. The Israeli military issued 24 warnings of airstrikes in less than an hour. Evacuation warnings which caused widespread panic, according to UN's envoy to Lebanon. Reportedly, Israel targeted branches of Al-Qaeda Al-Hassan. It is a US-sanctioned financial association which has supposed links to Hezbollah. According to Israeli allegations, the institution, quote, directly funds Hezbollah's terror activities, including the purchase of weapons and payments to operatives in Hezbollah's military wing, unquote. The UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Jeanine Hennis, was quoted by BBC as saying widespread panic was there in Beirut as Israel issued warnings before hitting buildings in Lebanese state media reported at least 11 strikes on Daye in south of Beirut. 3 in the country's south and 2 in Bekaa region in Beirut, and Israeli strikes hit a location near the country's only functioning airport minutes before a plane was due to arrive. Meanwhile, according to another BBC report, the US is investigating a leak of classified documents describing an American assessment of Israel's plan to attack Iran, House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson confirmed. The documents were reportedly published online last week and are said to describe satellite imagery showing Israel moving military assets in preparation of a response to Iran's missile attack on October 1st. The BBC report reads, these documents are reportedly marked top secret and were accessible within the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance of the United States, Britain, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. CBC media outlet reported. The report claims, for weeks, Israel has been deciding on how and when to respond to Iran's latest missile attack. Israel's defense minister has warned it will be deadly precise and surprising. The two documents reportedly appear to be attributed to the U.S. National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and National Security Agency, or NSA. They were also published on an Iranian-aligned Telegram account on Friday. A Louisiana Republican lawmaker said, quote, there's some serious allegations being made. There's an investigation underway and I'll get a briefing for that in a couple of hours. But he also called the leak very concerning, as quoted by BBC. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.